Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we learned this afternoon from New York City Council member Richie Torres that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He is joining us live now. Councilman Torres, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I have a senior member of my team who had much worse symptoms, fever, coughing, vomiting. But the moment I found out that I tested positive for coronavirus, I have committed to isolating myself at my home for a period of 2 weeks. I've directed all of my staffers to isolate themselves for a period of 2 weeks. You know, we're intent on avoiding spreading the virus to others, especially vulnerable New Yorkers like my mother, who's 60 years old, with chronic conditions. You know, it's worth noting that, you know, I'm the youngest member of the city council. I'm a millennial. And it's tempting to think, if you're young and healthy, that this is not an issue that affects you. But the truth is, it affects all of us. You know, young people can easily spread the virus without even knowing about it. And so we all have to practice social distancing. We all have to act as if we are carrying the virus. We not only have an obligation to ourselves to avoid contracting the virus, we have an obligation to others to avoid spreading the virus. So regardless of whether you've tested positive, to the extent possible, all of us should remain at home. Even though I'm a city council member, I'm going to remain at home for 2 weeks until I fully recover, until I develop an immunity to the virus.
And to your point about social distancing, why don't you walk us through the process of when you first felt that you may have had symptoms of the coronavirus, and when you decided to self-isolate? And tell us about the whole process of how you determined
the weekend testing. I found out that my chief of staff had serious symptoms, and so he underwent testing and tested positive for coronavirus, which prompted me to undergo testing. And when I found out that I had the coronavirus, I had to immediately direct my staff, all my staffers, to quarantine themselves. You know, as a public official, I come into contact with members of the public. And so the moment I found out that I tested positive for coronavirus, I arranged for myself and my team to all quarantine ourselves.
So to be clear, you weren't feeling any symptoms. It was because of a close contact with somebody who had tested positive.
No, it was based on close contact with my chief of staff, who had serious symptoms and who had tested positive.
Can you walk us through the testing process? What is a coronavirus test like?
I underwent four swabs, so two swabs in the nose and two swabs in the throat. It is unpleasant, but it's a straightforward, quick procedure, but it's unpleasant.
And how long before you get the results?
I mean, I found out within a day. It might vary depending on the health system. But, you know, as a public official, if the council had to take an emergency vote, I would be inclined to attend. Now that I know for sure that I have the virus, I have no choice but to isolate myself at home and recuse myself from voting in the city council.
And was there a priority for you to get tested because you were around somebody who had already tested positive? Because we keep hearing about people who are told you have the symptoms, stay home, and they can't get a test.
Well, I felt the need to be tested only because I had contact with my chief of staff who exhibited the symptoms of coronavirus and did test positive. And I oversee a staff of about 10 people who have families, who have colleagues, who have friends. And so the moment I found out that I had the coronavirus, I had to direct everyone in my network to isolate themselves at their home. And as a public official, I have more interactions than most people.
And Councilman Richie Torres on the phone with us live now. He has tested positive for COVID-19. Councilmember Torres, you have heard Mayor de Blasio just a little while ago announce that New Yorkers should prepare for the possibility of an order to shelter in place. Was the city council notified of this, and do you support the idea of a shelter in place?
I do. The stakes are high. You know, we have a stark choice. Either do everything we can to slow the spread of the disease, or else the sheer number of coronavirus cases will crush the healthcare system. Right? We have to practice aggressive social distancing. The highest priority has to be to slow the spread of the disease and to keep the number of coronavirus cases at a level that the healthcare system can manage. Right? The healthcare system only has so many beds, so many respirators, so many ventilators, so many surgical masks. It cannot afford to absorb the shock of thousands of new hospitalizations and thousands of new cases. So the highest priority has to be to bend the curve to slow the spread of the disease. And we should do whatever it takes to achieve that goal.
So the shelter-in-place order, you would support that?
I would support it. I mean, remaining at home and limiting contact is the best hope for stopping, for slowing down the spread of the disease.
Okay.
And the experience of South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore demonstrates that if we distance ourselves socially, if we remain at home, if we cancel mass gatherings, then we can have a real impact in slowing down the spread of the disease and avoiding the kind of chaos that is unfolding in Italy.
Okay. New York City Councilman Richie Torres, who has tested positive for COVID-19. He is recovering at home, his staff self-quarantining. Everybody hopefully on the mend soon. Thank you for sharing your experience with us, and we wish you get well soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.